a little more than a year ago, after several years as a McClatchy board director, as Kevin mentioned, I assumed the chief executive's post. And although you cannot look ahead by looking behind, it does seem worth noting today, as my colleague Kevin mentioned, and he frequently says, that more has changed at your company in the past year than in the prior 160 years of our history. Let me mention three specific examples that reflect this change. For one, this year, in our 2018 first quarter, McClatchy crossed the digital crossover point, the point at which our digital advertising revenues exceed our print graphical newspaper advertising revenues. This is an important milestone. It reflects the incredible dedication and hard work of the nearly 4,000 people in 30 markets all around the country, our one team of journalists, sales executives, digital designers, engineers, pressmen, and others who together drive McClatchy forward every day. This milestone illustrates very well the strategic approach that we apply to ensure that we're essential to the communities and advertising partners we serve, and that we are positioned to be a leading local news company for the 21st century. Another example of change in our company is in our extraordinary journalism. Through an initiative we call Newsroom Reinvention, we are transforming our brand of local journalism for the digital age. Newsroom Reinvention has rolled out across all of our 30 newsrooms. It is sharpening our editorial focus and making our newsrooms more productive. Today, more than 75 million people a month get their news from McClatchy journalists, generating 4 billion digital page views annually. And as a result of Newsroom Reinvention, we produced 23% more digital readership for every dollar we spent on our newsrooms in 2017 versus the prior year. That's 23% more digital readership for every dollar spent in the newsroom. Third, we are increasing the pace and cadence of our work throughout the company, organizing ourselves to operate as essential locally, but as one team across our regions and across the nation. This effort, which began in our audience, production, finance, and people departments some time ago, now has extended to advertising sales, product development, and engineering. A year into my tenure, there's no question we are leaner, but we are more muscular and we're also stronger. It's useful, as a quick reminder, to take a look at the diverse, growing markets we serve. We are concentrated in the West, our home, the Southeast, and Middle America. And collectively, our markets are projected to grow about 50% faster than the U.S. national average over the next 5 years. Our news brands are renowned for independent local journalism with national relevance and maintaining a high level of profitability. Our geographic reach and innovative products together produce a strong record of growth in digital-only revenues, and since our founding more than 160 years ago, we've established a dependable record of managing our business prudently. In fact, over the past 15 months, we have paid down nearly $164 million of our debt. Last year, we set several goals, and we set the overall goal of increasing the pace and cadence of our digital transformation. I'd like to spend a few minutes reviewing this past year and set the stage for 2018. In 2017, we adopted Salesforce throughout our advertising sales organization, creating a streamlined and dynamic customer management solution. We've strengthened our sales training, reorganized departments, and entered into new partner relationships for numerous verticals and products. Through these and many other efforts, we've shifted our revenue mix so that now only about 20 cents of every dollar of revenues is in-print newspaper advertising. We are also currently regionalizing our advertising structure so that our sales force is laser-focused on sales and can serve our advertising customers more effectively. We also told you we would be reinventing our newsrooms, and we have. As I mentioned, we placed an intense focus on what our readers want and how we can be essential to them in a fast-changing news landscape. We shifted our newsroom workflows to be more digital, integrating more video, breaking news, and a growing focus on our digital audience. As a company that is dedicated to independent journalism in the public interest, we are proud that at the end of the first quarter, 30% of our full-time employees are in editorial positions, which is up from 27% in 2012. Another important focus of increasing the pace and cadence of our digital transformation is delivering products and technology that move us forward. We started by making sure we had the right people in place at the board level and in senior management. We were very fortunate indeed to bring in Anjali Joshi of Google, and more recently, Vijay Ravindran, founder and CEO of Florio, who previously led disruptive tech initiatives at Amazon and the Washington Post. Both of these leaders are digital experts and experienced engineers and bring great insight and acumen to our board of directors. We also recruited Scott Manuel, an outstanding product and technology leader from Thomson Reuters. Scott is building a product and technology team that can bring products and go-to-market strategies to our customers at a faster pace. In 2017, we shipped a new suite of mobile apps in the Apple ecosystem with new iOS versions of our digital products in all of our markets. We also re-engineered the presentation layer for all of our websites, and we rolled out a multi-milestone refactoring of all of our story pages. We've started to feature new, faster loading, and better monetizing digital ad units. We deployed a new audience management platform in the first half of 2017 that enables us to create dynamic subscription options for digital subscribers and also allows us increasingly to leverage data and user insights to target content and drive results. We've continued to remove legacy costs as our business moves to a digital media company. But importantly, this isn't about just reducing expenses. It's also focusing our business processes on ways that produce accelerating results. In 2017, we moved to a leaner regional publishing structure that has consolidated oversight and reduced supervisory levels in several markets. This is the most recent move in an efficiency strategy that has regionalized or centralized finance, people, production, audience, pre-press, and many other operational areas, saving about $45 million in 2017 operating expenses alone. Importantly, our business process changes have also led to strong growth in digital-only subscribers starting in the second half of last year and continuing into this year. In the first quarter of 2018, we grew digital-only subscribers by 32.8% year-over-year, ending the first quarter with more than 112,000 digital-only subscribers. We expect this digital-only growth to continue. Although we posted a 7.5% decline in total revenues in 2017, similar to our trend the prior year, our largely stable audience revenues last year and nearly 10% digital-only advertising growth illustrate our ongoing transition. And our transition continues. Throughout this transition, we are accelerating our digital DNA, journalism-driven media business that is essential in our communities and to our customers. With all of these changes, and in some instances because of them, we've continued to strengthen extraordinary journalism across our communities. From the Miami Herald's award-winning investigation into abuses in Florida's juvenile justice system, a Pulitzer Prize finalist this year, or our McClatchy-wide coverage of Hurricane Irma, and most recently, the tragic news of the Parkland High School shooting, our local news coverage has national impact. The Kansas City Star's expose on the profound lack of transparency in state government in its series, Why So Secret, Kansas, exemplifies our groundbreaking accountability journalism. This series reverberated in the Kansas state government, prompting legislative changes, and was a Pulitzer Prize finalist in the prestigious public service category. These are just a few examples of the stories all across McClatchy that hold politicians, government officials, and institutions accountable for their actions. We're proud of the body of work we produced in 2017 and excited about the work we've already published as we begin this 2018 year. We have an established track record of producing award-winning journalism and expect our newsroom efforts to continue our streak of accolades from our peers and from readers in the years ahead. So I invite you to see for yourself and sample our brand of local journalism in the public interest by following our McClatchy blog on Medium. Twice a month, we post a collection of stories from across the enterprise in a series named simply McClatchy Journalism. I encourage you to find it online and to sample this and many other examples of the extraordinary journalism that your investment and your confidence in this company makes possible. Turning now to 2018, our strategies include accelerating our digital transformation by driving revenues through investments in Accelerate, video, and technology, including further improvements to our digital subscription platform, improving the quality and productivity of our journalism by rolling out our newsroom regionalization efforts that have already begun, continuing to remove legacy costs while investing in our high-quality workforce, and aligning customer data across the organization to develop a comprehensive view of our customers so that we can drive audience growth and improve financial performance. Our priority is to create products that delight our users and provide results for our advertisers. We're very excited about the progress of our Accelerate Digital Agency. Accelerate now manages 130 different ad campaigns across our 30 McClatchy markets and a few other cities as well. Accelerate has a sales pipeline of $28 million and in the first quarter sold more than $11 million in current and future revenue. We expect it to be a strong contributor to digital growth in 2018 as it continues to develop new solutions for such verticals as the automotive category and others. We continue to put a greater focus on video, as you saw from the video that introduced this segment. It's a growing source of audience engagement and revenue. Last year, our video revenues grew 57%, and we reached 366 million views across all platforms, up 62% from 2016. Our video efforts are but one example of our regionalization efforts to strengthen our own unique brand of journalism and to increase the impact of the content we produce in our newsrooms. We've appointed and promoted some of the most visionary and dynamic editors to lead our local newsrooms in four regions, three of whom are women. These regional editors in the West, the Midwest, including Texas, the Carolinas, and the East, are charged with accelerating digital growth and ensuring their newsrooms deliver what readers need in a fast-changing environment. As the newsroom reinvention process expands, you can expect further opportunities for efficiencies and greater digital focus in our 30 local markets. And I'd like just in an impromptu moment to recognize Lauren Gustis, who's here, our regional editor for the West. Thank you, Lauren, for everything you're doing. As our business model changes, so must our underlying cost structure. As I mentioned, operating expenses in 2017 were down $45 million, and in the last 3 years, down $171 million. Compensation has been a big part of this, but not all. For instance, as our print business has declined and digital has grown, we've seen newsprint costs go from a high of nearly 20% of operating expenses to now being only about 4% of operating expenses. These changes continue to create opportunities for changing our cost structure. In fact, in January of 2018, we outsourced the printing of our Biloxi, Mississippi Sun-Herald, and just this month, we fully outsourced preprint inserting for the Miami Herald to a third party. We will realize the cost savings for these moves throughout 2018, and that will allow us to invest in knowing our customers better and developing the digital and print products they want. We're moving quickly to develop an enterprise-wide data platform and the technology infrastructure that enables us to have a single view and better target our customers. We're hard at work in pulling data from our many systems into a platform that will allow us to use vendor tools to gain insights into each customer, whether an advertiser, subscriber, or visitor, to our digital sites. And this single view will enable us to better understand our customers and deliver an increasingly sophisticated, personalized experience based on their interests and desires. It'll also provide McClatchy better marketing analytics and reporting tools. This capacity, this better insight, coupled with our digital subscriber platform, sophisticated sales tools and team, and strong marketing function, will open new avenues for audience and advertising revenue opportunities. As a 161-year-old startup close to the Bay Area and Silicon Valley, McClatchy is positioned well to collaborate with platform companies. In the first quarter of 2018, we announced that we were the first launch partner with Google for their new online subscription tool called Subscribe with Google. This new tool makes it easy to subscribe online to McClatchy news titles, and Google showcases our content to subscribers when they search on different topics. We've rolled this out now across our national news footprint, and we're excited to see the impact of this experiment on the growth of digital subscriptions. This initiative by Google reflects a growing sentiment that is gaining wider recognition. Local journalism plays a vital role in the lives of individuals in our communities and strengthens our democracy. The initiative by Google and other platform companies in supporting local news confirms what we already know, that local journalism is increasingly under threat from a variety of market forces, but is also gaining wide appreciation for its contributions to communities. To leverage this moment and to increase the awareness of the importance of local news, we've launched a campaign on social media, initially internally at McClatchy, and moving forward, we'll roll it out to our industry partners. We've agreed on the hashtag ReadLocal. It is simple, it is clear, and using it on social platforms, we will be united in what we stand for. We stand for strong, independent local journalism. I hope you'll grab one of our laptop stickers outside, you may have seen them on the tables, and join our campaign. Another new development is just yesterday here in Sacramento. We expanded our footprint and made a new investment in the success of both our hometown and our enterprise to discover what's next. McClatchy New Ventures Lab is located in a purpose-built technology center in the iconic Sacramento Union Railway Station. This lab is dedicated to emerging technology and immersive storytelling with a number of key partners already in the wings, ready to collaborate. We're excited to make this investment in the future of journalism and accelerate the economic aims of our hometown and connect it in new ways with other Northern California, Silicon Valley, and wider economies. Now, we at McClatchy are truth tellers as news people. That means we have to be clear-eyed and candid about the challenges we face, including the headwinds that continue to affect the legacy print portion of our business. This has caused the entire industry to restructure, including layoffs of loyal, dedicated, and passionate colleagues, and we are not immune to these trends. We spoke earlier of reducing operating expenses. The hard reality of this simple business term has, of course, a human dimension. And as we reduce expenses, this transformation takes an emotional toll on those who remain, and especially those who leave. I want to acknowledge this year and not pass over it lightly. We make tough decisions every day, and we know these are painful changes. But none of these changes can cloud our purpose, to which we also rededicate ourselves every day, to pursue independent local journalism in the public interest, essential to our audience, to our communities, and to our customers. This has been the purpose of the McClatchy Company for 81 years, and it will remain our purpose into the next century. While some other news proprietors recently deployed financial returns produced by their news businesses into other non-related investments, we at McClatchy have focused our efforts on reinvestment and delevering, the two key priorities for our long-term sustainability. We've reduced net debt by more than $163 million since the second quarter of 2017. It's about a year ago, through the end of the first quarter this year, taking our first lien leverage ratio to just over 2x cash flow, the lowest it has been since before the 2006 acquisition of Knight Ridder, Inc. This focus means we invest all our energy and all our investable capital in this transformation, fueling our digital growth and reinvesting in our business. And with your continued support as shareholders, we'll continue to do that. And that seems an appropriate way to conclude. We are grateful to you as investors in our business and our shared vision and, let's say it, your patience and dedication as we make this turn to a profitable digital future. We are humbled every day by your support, and I hope an important takeaway for you today is that we're at a pivotal moment in our business trajectory. Our ship is turning and we are positioned for growth. We have the team, we have the vision, and we have you in our corner. Thank you for investing in McClatchy, in all of our strong local brands, and in the future of local journalism. We believe it is a cause worth fighting for, and we aim to make it a profitable one for us all. With that, I'd like to hand the meeting back to our chairman, and he may choose to open the floor for questions.